The Senate is immersed in a floor fight over how to clean up nuclear waste. A bill now being debated would allow the Department of Energy to leave about 1 million gallons of high-level waste in an old underground tanks. The Department of Energy says the material left over from nuclear weapons production won't pose a hazard, but opponents contend it could leak out, contaminating rivers and groundwater. We'll get to the politics in a minute, but first, NPR's David Kestenbaum lays out the issue.
Both sides agree nuclear waste is a big problem. Take the Savannah River site in South Carolina, which produced plutonium and tritium for nuclear weapons. In the ground, not far from the river itself, sit 51 gigantic tanks, some of which contain over 1 million gallons of high-level nuclear waste. A photograph inside a tank shows a small sea of liquid covered with crusty green and yellow foam. Long salt crystals stick out.
I mean, you wouldn't want to go swimming in this.
Kyle McSlarrow is deputy secretary at the Department of Energy.
It's waste, it's sludge, it's water, it's salts, it's different colors, and it's very, very hard to handle. It's very difficult to clean up.
McSlarrow has a nicer picture, which shows what the DOE wants to do. It's a tank that has been pumped almost empty. You can actually see the welding seams on the bottom. But it's not entirely empty, and this is one thing environmentalists worry about. There's a thin layer of radioactive sludge at the bottom that, for a big tank, can total thousands of gallons. McSlarrow says that's a fact of life.
It turns out to be close to impossible to get the last residue, because the way you get the waste out of the tank is essentially you put more water in, and then you try to vacuum it out. So you reduce it to an inch, put more water in, then you get it down to half an inch, and you're never going to get down to zero.
McSlarrow says the DOE will remove over 99% of the radioactivity in the tanks. An environmental group, however, sued the DOE. It argued that federal law requires all high-level waste to be shipped to an underground permanent repository like the one at Yucca Mountain in Nevada. Last summer, a judge agreed. But now South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham has introduced legislation that would partially overturn that decision. It would exempt his state from the law, allowing DOE to go ahead with its plan at the Savannah River site. Jeff Fettes is with the Natural Resources Defense Council, which filed the original lawsuit.
What's unfortunate about this is the Graham legislation is really changing 30 years of congressional work in this area without a minute of public hearing or testimony.
Behind the legal question is a very practical one. Is the DOE's plan safe? Arjun Makhijani, a physicist with the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research, says there is no way of knowing, because, he says, the DOE has not done the necessary scientific studies. The DOE's plan is to clean out the tanks, then pour cement or grout on top of the remaining radioactive sludge. Makhijani says the DOE tried to encapsulate plutonium that way, and it didn't work out very well.
And those concrete blocks, 16,000 of them they made, many of them disintegrated within a few years.
He says the technique has improved, but even a small leak in 100 years' time could send radioactive material into the river.
I'm not saying that the grout will fail. All I'm saying is if the grout fails, the situation will be completely unremediable and we'll have to write off the river. The future of the Savannah River is at stake.
The Department of Energy says it has done its homework. Kyle McSlarrow, the deputy secretary, says computer models show that even after hundreds of years, the radiation levels in the water would be minuscule, well within the limits set by the Environmental Protection Agency. He says his critics are never happy.
You're talking about folks who argue that every bit of waste in one of these tanks has to be treated as high-level waste, which by definition then must go to Yucca Mountain. But these are the same people who oppose Yucca Mountain. So you really have to question what their plan is.
Tom Cochran, a physicist who works for the Natural Resources Defense Council, says the reason he opposes exempting the DOE from the cleanup law is that that law is one of the main things keeping the government honest. It's a law that's now being questioned on the Senate floor. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.